Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
It's brought to you by Encore Boston Harbor. Encore Boston Harbor. They're open now. To make getting there easier, they created Encore shuttles, boats, motor coaches, and direct rides from the T. So why drive? Learn more at EncoreBostonHarbor.com/go. Curtis, how can we help you?
So, I've been dating this girl, Kirsten, and I thought everything was going great, and I thought we were feeling each other, and it was chemistry and possible girlfriend potential. And then out of nowhere, she kind of just ghosted me and stopped returning calls and text messages and kind of disappeared. And I have no clue why.
All right. Well, let's see if we can figure this out together. Where'd you fuck up? No. I mean, like, what do you think? If I said to you, you got to give me $5,000 unless you can figure out why you messed up, what would you say?
I mean, the only thing I could think of, which is like I'm going through some things right now, and I'm getting my car back soon, and my mom has driven me over to her house a few times. It's probably
ding ding ding. Your mother is your Uber driver?
Yeah, well, I guess so. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm going through some things right now, and I'm getting my car back soon, and so she drove me over there a few times. It probably comes off weird, and we never really discussed it. So, and that's the only thing, but, like, we get along great and everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And can I ask what your age is, sir?
I'm 31.
Okay, 31. And your mom's driving you everywhere. Gotcha. All right, gee, I wonder what it could be. So we're going to call her next and try and help you out, okay?
All right, appreciate it.
All right, second date update.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
If you just missed it, we spoke to Curtis. He's 31 years old, and his mommy drives him everywhere. His mom is his Uber driver. Now, does she let you sit in the front seat when she drives you, or does she make you sit in the back seat?
No, I sit shotgun.
Oh, wow, because he's a grown-ass man. No, so he doesn't have his car, so he thinks that this girl, Kirsten, that he went out with is blowing him off because his mom's been driving him to his dates. I don't know if that necessarily would be, like, an immature reason for her not to date him anymore, you know? I don't know. I mean,
we'll find out.
We'll find out, I guess. Are you ready, Curtis?
Yeah, let's hear what's going on.
Okay, stay quiet, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Kirsten?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Kirsten. This is the Get Up Crew. My name's Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.
I'm not interested. I'm sorry.
No, wait. Listen. We're calling you from a radio station. It's. If you give me 20 seconds, I can explain. It's a good thing. We're offering you something.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we got your number from a guy who wants to take you out on a date. Basically, if you say yes, you can pick the place, the date, the time, all that stuff. We will pay for the date, reserve everything, and worst case scenario, you go on a bad date, but you eat really good food.
Are you trying to sell something?
No, listen, I'm going to tell you the gentleman's name.
Okay.
So we got your phone number from a gentleman by the name of Curtis, who apparently you were seeing for a little while. And he told us that he thought that you guys had potential to be a couple, but that all of a sudden you've been blowing him off.
That guy's got a lot of issues. A lot. I'll just leave it at that. And so I'm really not interested.
Okay.
A lot of stuff.
That's fine if you're not interested. We're not forcing you to do the date that, again, we'd pay for if you were interested. But anyway, can you just tell us why so we can get back to Curtis because he's confused, and that way he'll have some closure on the whole situation?
Well, let's just say that his mom was driving him to my house,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was kind of weird. to begin with, but I was all right with it. I was like, all right, whatever. But one day, she dropped him off, and he goes in the house. He's like, I really got to use your bathroom. I'm like, all right, whatever. So he goes in the house, and then like she's like, come here a minute. She like pulls me aside, and I'm like, yeah. She goes, well, you know, you seem like a really nice girl and all. I'm like, oh, where is this going now? I said, yeah. She goes, under no circumstances, do not let my son drive your car. And I said, he's never really asked to drive my car, but why shouldn't I? She's like, well, he's on his fourth DUI. And he's totaled 3 cars.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
My God. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
That's a lot of, like, heavy baggage there. I don't need that. So yeah. I appreciate you calling me and all, but...
You said 4 DUIs?
Yeah, one more thing before you... Curtis is on the phone.
Yikes.
Hey, Curtis.
Dude.
It sounds... It might sound bad, but it's not as bad as what...
Yeah.
I had a few beers. Yeah. I had a few beers one time, all right? And then I sideswiped the car, all right? Like,
great.
It was a side view mirror, whatever. I mean, yeah. you can check on
okay.
a side
that's,
view mirror. You can still drive the car. And then one other time, I had a couple shots, and I backed into a fire hydrant. But it's a bumper. That's what bumpers
oh,
for.
Oh,
you know, you bump
my
things.
God.
See what I'm saying?
It was fine. Just a little dent in there. And that's it. And my mom's a real rat, man. I mean, she's a real seat blocker. I mean, that's...
No.
That's crazy. I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
Your mom's ruining your dating life.
It's a big deal.
DUIs are a big deal.
I've cut back on the drinking. All right? I'm going to have my car back hopefully within the year.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. I mean, none of these cars were totaled. Just little things and things like that. I mean,
right.
It's not a big deal, Kirsten.
But you know what, Curtis? People learn. I get that. I'm not really a hard person. But people learn after the first time. You have 4 DUIs.
Like, no one put the fire hydrant where it was. Like, it should be...
Oh, it's the fire hydrant.
Curtis, like, the only problem with all these issues is that each time you were f-ing drunk.
The fire hydrant ran into his car.
I was buzzed. I was buzzed. I could handle my alcohol.
Right. So,
and you know what? He still continues to drink.
Here, let me go one more time.
So he's not cleaning up his act.
What did he say?
Wait, what else did you say, Curtis?
Want to go out one more time? I'll get a lift.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, hey, how about this? We'll make it a date at Chuck E. Cheese so you don't have to worry about him drinking too much.
Yeah, and then his mommy could come and pick him up.
Hey, here it is.
You make one mistake 4 times, and then people judge you as a bad person.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10s.
I don't know what to say except just... apparently trying to be a nice person and help somebody out by doing something nice for them is now the wrong thing to do. You'll see what I'm talking about tomorrow morning. Check out the Get Up Crew Second Date Update 8:10.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.